Hey, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind, people? Did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Now that's a sure sign, good people, you got bullfrogs on your mind. You know it's hard when your baby's in love with your best friend. And good people, I won't tell you, it's harder still when she moves in with him. And I want to tell you, it's extra, extra special hard when you and him are roommates. Yes, I mean to tell you, look over the pillow where your baby used to lay, and still does. There's only one thing you can do. You go down the pawn shop, and you talk to the man. And you say, Mr. Pawnbroker, won't you give me a 38? Oh, Mr. Pawnbroker, won't you give me a 38? You know, I used to take a 44. Oh, but I've been losing weight. Well, you buy yourself a little 38 pearl-handled revolver and a great big double-breasted pinstripe suit, so you're dressed to kill, so to speak. And you go back to your best friend's house, you get on a high chair, a stool kind of thing, and you peek over the transom into his room. And in that room, you see a genuine leather Barker lounger, a 100% mohair rug, a garage turntable with a Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, and a Stromberg Carlson AM/FM tuner, a leather-bound five-year collection of Playboy magazine, some Spider-Man comic books featuring Dr. Doom, some Rizlar papers, and a four-mouth hooker, A.H., and a great big beauty rest double bed with satin sheets and pink pillowcases. Whoa. And in that bed, your baby and your best friend. And good people, I won't tell you, it's hard. I mean, it's hard. You best believe it's hard. Because you always thought your best friend was something of a square, right? But you see him in there doing things that make Dr. Kinsey want to cross his legs. So you get down off that stool and you knock the door. But you get no answer. So you knock again. But you get no answer. So you knock again. But you get no answer. So you charge at that door with all your might and main. Just at the moment your roommate, dressed in a green cannon towel, opens the door, you go flying on across the 100% mohair carpet, past the brown leather Barker lounge, and over the garage turntable, the Pickering cartridge, Bogan amplifier, Jensen speakers, and the Stromberg Carlson AM/FM tuner. You go on past that leather-bound five-year collection of Playboy magazines and those Spider-Man comic books featuring Dr. Doom. You go on past the Rizlar papers and the four-mouth hooker, A.H., and you land a tiny little heap right beside that great big beauty rest double bed with the satin sheets. And pink pillowcases. And as you pick yourself off the floor, you pull out your pistol and you look around you. Good people, I want to tell you, look around you for the first time, you wonder. I mean, you wonder. I said, you wonder. You wonder how the hell they got enough money to pay for all that shit in the first place. Now, just about this time, your baby's going to notice the gun in your hand, and she's going to look up at you, and she's going to say something like, don't do anything self-destructive now. Bitch. She's gonna look up and she's gonna say, "China, don't point that thing. That might be loaded. China, don't. China, no, China, don't. China, please don't. Oh, no, China, no, 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 China." And she knows your name is Dave. And while she's talking to you, you see a little bit of tear. People, I mean, you see a tear, a real saltwater tear, I say, forming the corner of her left eye. Well, good people, you look at that tear and it moves you. I say it moves your mind and heart, heart and mind, mind and body, body and soul, but most of all, it moves your hand holding the pistol till you got a dead beat on that little tear crawling out the corner of her eye. And just when you're about to pull the trigger, people, just when you're about to do the one thing you know you can never undo, just when you're about to snuff out her pretty little life forever and ever, she says something to you that just stops it cold. She looks up at you with them big brown eyes and she says something that freezes your finger on the trigger. People, she says something to you that turns your knees to water and your brain to jelly. She looks up at you with them big brown eyes. And she says, she says, I mean, she says, I'm gonna tell you what she said. She looks up at you with them big brown eyes, and she says, "Hey, did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your, bullfrogs on your, people, I mean mine? Or did you ever wake up with bullfrogs on your mind? Now that's a sure sign, good people, you got." Bullfrogs on your mind. And that's the truth. Oh, babe, well, you've been on my mind. Oh, baby, said that you've been on my mind. Won't you listen to me, honey? You've been on my mind. I think about you most all the time. And, babe, well, you've been on my mind. And, babe, you sure been good to me. Oh, baby, said you sure been good to me. Won't you listen to me, honey? You've been good to me. You've been about as sweet as a gal could be. And, babe, well, you've been good to me. And, babe, I think it's time to go. Getting kind of late, got another date, and I think it's time to go. Won't you listen to me, honey? It's a time to go. If you come away, stop and say hello. Oh, babe, I believe it's time to go. Pick it, all right. And, babe, it's all over now. Oh, baby said that it's all over now. Won't you listen to me, honey? It's over now. I try to love you sweeter, but I don't know how. Oh, babe, well, it's all over now. And, babe, well, you've been on my. Oh, baby said that you've been on my. Listen to me, honey, you've been on my mind. I think about you most all the time. And, babe, well, you've been on my.
Dig a hole in the cold, cold ground. Dig. dig a hole in the middle. I'm gonna lay darling Corey down. Well, the first time I seen darling Corey, she was standing by her door. She had a 45 strapped around her bosom. She had her feet all over the floor. I dig a hole in the middle. Dig a hole in the cocoa ground. Dig a hole in the middle. I'm gonna lay down and Corey down. Darling Corey, she was standing by the sea. She had a 45 strapped around her teacups and a banjo on her knee. I dig a hole in the middle. I dig a hole in the cocoa ground. I dig a hole in the middle. I'm gonna lay darling Corey down. Dig a hole in the cocoa ground. Dig a hole in the middle. I'm gonna lay down and call it down. Texas, Boys, it's tea for Tennessee. Yes, and it's tea for Texas and tea for Tennessee. Yes, and it's tea for Thelma. That woman made a wreck out of me. As long as I am tall, I'm gonna buy me a pistol just as long as I am tall. I'm gonna shoot old Thelma. Boys, just to watch her wiggle and fall. Oh, the lady. A short fat mama too. I got a long tall mama, got a short fat mama too. Ain't gonna tell my little mama.
I like that now.
What my long tall mama can do. Boy, she hangs around my neck. Oh, when I take a girl to dinner, well, she hangs all around my neck. Well, she always pays the taxi. Boy, she even pays the check. Oh, the lady, yeah. If your woman is treating you mean, because your meals ain't regular and your house ain't never clean. Oh, the lady, oh, lady, oh, lady. Now, girls, I tell you how to tell if your man's found another shoe. I'll tell you how you know if your man's found another shoe. Well, he comes home late in the evening. Then goes to sleep with his back to you.
woke up this morning, the hour was just about 4. You should have heard my woman crying. She said, David, please don't go. I hate to leave you, sweet mama, but the Lord knows I've got to go. I've had these blues so long, it's made my poor heart sore. You know that the blues jumped up on the devil, run a devil by the solid mind. The devil, he sat down, commenced to cry like a newborn child. He cried like this, he said, Monday woman, yes, she works on 4th and Main. I got a Tuesday woman, she brings home all of her change. I got a Wednesday woman, she buys me whiskey and beer. I got a Thursday woman, she raised hell, she call me hanging around here. I got a Friday woman, she buys me whiskey and beer. I got a Saturday woman, goes to Talks by Jermaine Greer. I got a Sunday woman, she lies beside me while I sleep. I guess you know by now, I got a gal for every day of the week. Two women, Hosmer better get you 5. This one here might quit you, the other 3 might die. You know I met a little gypsy in a fortune telling place. First she read my mind, right then she slapped my face. Some of these Cadillac women around here ain't nothing but T-model 4. They got the shape all right, but they can't take no heavy load. Syracuse women. She thinks she's doing me right. She runs home to the dorm by midnight every night. I've been to this town before. Woman, she's all a good man could need. But folks, she don't talk too good since she blew out her brains on speed. I got a West Coast woman, boy, she's the best of all. I'll tell you why I love that woman, she can really do the Georgia crawl.
girl I love, she's long and tall. She can move her body well just like a cannonball. You better come on into my kitchen, because it's gonna be banging out dark. Well, that girl I love took a knife as friend. Some joker got lucky, yes, and stole her back from him. You better come on, child, into my kitchen, because it's gonna be raining out song. You better come on into my, because it's gonna be raining out there. Oh yes, she's gone. No, she won't come back. I give her my last nickel from my nation's side. You better into my, because it's gonna be raining out. Well, that girl I love, she's longing. She can move up just like a cannonball. You better into my, because it's,
fast freight train and headed out westward. They won't know which way I've gone. Sing the blues piano. Hey, they cue me robbery, people robbery. Never took a dime. Hey, they call me for robbery, mama robbery. I never took a dime. You know that man in Washington is stealing millions. God knows they never got to do no time.
give me a forgery, forgery. I can't write my name. Hey, give me a forgery, mama, forgery. I can't write my name. I can't write my. If they miss a crust of bread out of the kitchen, I got to take the blame. Well, that's all right, mama. Oh, that's all right for you. So that's all right, mama. Or any way you do. Hey, if you don't want me, woman, it's a cinch, I can't use you.
You make a big frown, you land on your head and your hair. Oh, your brother is another and you're one too. And say, do you want to see three? Then grab your hat and your baseball bat and come on along with me. I want to go fly in today. Don't want to let the feeling run away. Well, I'm inviting you and your favorite guru. If you got a lot of relatives, they can come too. Come here, my little miss. If you give me a kiss, you get interest right away. You don't need a checkbook just to come here to look, and we're open every hour of the day. Put your arm through mine, have a glass of wine, don't think about what to wear. It's only me and the king, and he's a decent old thing. We promise not to point and stare. I want to go fly in today. Don't want to let the feeling run away. Well, I'm inviting you and your favorite guru. If you got a couple relatives, they can come too. Don't the wind look good in the cedar wood? And don't the colors smell grand? I can almost taste your smiling face as we listen to the cigar band. If you don't want to go, you could always say so, but it surely would be fun to have you by my side on a ferryboat ride from your house to the sun. I want to go flying today. Don't want to let the feeling run away. Well, I'm inviting you and your favorite guru. If you got a lot of relatives, better have them stay home, because relatives on a picnic could be a drag. The storms are on the ocean, fish are in the sea, the devil's got the women. These blues have got me, and I just don't know what makes me feel this way. And I just don't know. Oh, babe, and I just can't say. Got a dollar, you best buy me a drink. When I'm sober, I'm crazy. When I'm drunk, I can't think. And I just don't know what makes me feel this bad old way. And I just don't know. Oh, babe, I just can't say. Well, living is easy and dying is hard. I can't do either. I must be too tired, and I just don't know what makes me feel this way. Oh, I just don't know. Oh, around the ocean, the fish are in the sea, the devil's in the women, and these blues are in me, and I just don't know what makes me feel this way. And I just don't know. Oh, babe, I just can't say. Hard-working John, you better pull your britches up. Spit on your hands and rub them on your knees. The devil's right behind you, don't you wait until he catches up. Get on with it, John, for God's sake, please. Oh, hard-working John, I know you need coaxing. I'm down on my knees and I don't know what to do. It's a serious matter now and nobody is joking. The hour has come and it's up to you. Well, listen here, John, ain't a time for stalling. We're all in deep water right up to our chins. Devil is a drooling and the angels are calling. So get yourself together and commence to begin. I said, hard-working John, the time's a-wasting. Every help was needed, John, it's needed now. There's a shadow on the sun, I do believe that it's fading. Come on, John, and show us how. How, John? Again, come on. Well, listen here, John, ain't a time for stalling. We're all in deep water right up to our chins. Devil is a-drooling and the angels are a-calling. So get yourself together and commence to begin. I said, hard-working John, you better pull your britches up. Spit on your hands and rub them on your knees. Devil's right behind you, don't you wait until he catches up. Get on with it, John, for God's sake, please. Please, John.
She'd love me all night. camouflage. Oh, when I first met that one, she'd love me all night. It seemed like since the day we married, she won't do me any way but wrong.
Thank you. Trudy is a pretty girl, as anyone can see. Though her smile belongs to everyone, her heart belongs to me. Whatever train of thought I'm in, she's always on my track. And if it's my whim to bite her chin, she always bites me back. She always bites me back.
Josh fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls keep tumbling. Hey, Josh fit the battle of Jericho. I said Jericho, I said Jericho. Josh fit the battle of Jericho. Walls of Gideon, march with a spear in hand. Go blow them long horns, Joshua cried, for the battle is in my hand. Morning, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. You see, Joshua fit the battle of and a wall. I said, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, a Jericho, a Jericho. You know, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls come up. Come on. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, a Jericho, a Jericho. Or Joshua fit the battle of Anna. Begin to blow, the trumpet begin to sound. Joshua commanded the people to shout, and the walls come tumbling down. You know that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the wall come down. Doesn't that sound funky? It's about a bad man in the Old West. Those other years, those dusty years, when we drove the big herds through, I tried to forget the miles we rode in Spanish China, you. Well, he'd sit beside a water ditch when all his hurts was him. And he'd never harm a child, but sing to his mandolin. He sang the old songs, the old talk, the dealings of our game. The Spanish Johnny never spoke, sang the songs of Spain. And his talk with men was vicious talk when he was drunk on gin. Oh, but those were golden things he said to his mandolin. Well, we had to stand, we tried to judge, we had to. Died a hard death long ago, before the roads came in. And the night before his swan, he sung to his mandolin. Well, we carried him out in the morning light. Man had done no good. And we laid him down on the cold, cold ground, stuck in a cross of wood. And then a letter we wrote to his kinfolk to tell him where he'd been. It off down to Mexico along with the mandolin.
Jesus, they are far back out there. See, now there's a difference between being a side man and a leader. Was a gambling girl. She gambled all around. Oh, she was a gambling girl. She would lay her money down. She's all I've got. Dear, dear old mama took a trip out west. When she returned, little Dia had gone to rest. She's all I've got. She's gone. Dia's mama weeps. Dia's daddy mourned. Wouldn't have been so bad if that poor girl had died at home. All I've got is gone. Curtis looking high, and Curtis looking low. He shot poor Delia down, good people, with a fateful 44. She's all I've got is gone. And high up on the housetops, as high as I can see, looking at them rounders, were looking out for me. All I've got is gone. Call out your rubber-tired taxis, your double-seated hacks. Took Dia to the graveyard, boys, but they failed to bring her back. Dee was a bad girl. They say she was a gambling girl and a sporting woman, and I take all that to mean that she was a lot worse. She was shot by this guy, Curtis, who was probably one of her lovers. but all of Delia's other friends and lovers just got after old Curtis, shoot him down. Her parents' reaction was, well, such a scandal, it's too bad she didn't die at home. Her parents went out, her friends went out with guns and things, and tried to get Curtis, and cops saw all these people running around trying to kill Curtis, they dragged him in. Judge, he said to Curtis, what's this noise about? It's all about them around us, Judge. They're trying to cut me out. She's all I've got is gone. And Curtis, he said to the judge, what might be my fine? Judge, he said, poor boy, you got 99. She's all I've got is gone. Now Curtis is in a jailhouse, drinking from an old tin cup. Delia's in the graveyard, boys, and she may not never get up. All I've got is gone. I used to have a tough time figuring why this song was sung at all when I first heard it. Then I ran across this version by a guy named Blind Willie McTell, who's a street singer in Atlanta. He sang this verse, which kind of explained it to me. See, I think it's Curtis's song. And he sings this. Do you? How could it be? You loved all those rounders, and you never really did love me. She's all I've got. He says, Delia, oh Delia, how could it be? You loved all those rounders, did not love me. She's all I've got. Glasses fool you. Stand beside me when you measure my size. Don't let false estimates rule you. Some evening you might come to realize I've been a wizard since my childhood. I have earned some respect for my art. I rule the spirits that live in the wild. And every evening I talk to the stars. I stand tall with the unseen powers. So so why should I be scared of you? I could fill your house with flowers, and I could poison all your mirrors too. I've been a wizard since my childhood, and I have earned some respect for my art. I rule the spirits that live in the wild, and every evening I talk to the stars, and I say, sisters and brothers, but don't you take me to be just one whore. I know that you've dealt this way with many others. Here I come to try and even out the score. Well, now I really think you should have guessed by now that I'm a demon disguise. You're just a little bit behind all the rest somehow. I mean, you miss all the hints that give the truth to the wise. You know, you shouldn't let the glasses fool you. Stand beside me when you measure my size. Don't let false estimates rule you. And you might come to realize I am a demon in disguise. On the chorus. That's all I would say. We'll wait till it comes around again. Potato chips. This little piggy coming over your house, he's gonna nibble on your sweet lips. 'Cause I'm a hog for you, honey. I can't get enough of your love. And when I go to sleep at night, piggy went to London.
Yeah. Aunt Piggy went to Hong Kong.
Yeah.
This little piggy coming over your house, he's gonna rock you all night long. Cause I'm a hog for you, honey. If you can sing Roll the Union on. And when I go to sleep at night, that's the only thing I'm thinking of.
And drink your whiskey. Run around and stay high all the time. It's your body and your soul. You save yours and I'll save mine. Never gamble. Man should never gamble. A man should never gamble more than he can stand to lose. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can lose. Well, the straight life's just not your life. Yes, you can make your own rules. Shoot the dice and wear a blindfold. Guess you're not afraid to look the fool. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can stand to lose. More than he can lose. Thank you.
heard you talk of marriage. But I've heard you say you've never stopped running around. You don't mind getting high, boy. Good God, come and dance. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. More than he can stand to lose. Stand to lose. Piper, just have him put it on the bill. Dice.
my day. People I bid farewell, old Kentucky, the place where I was partly raised. And for 6 long years I've been in trouble. No peace upon this earth I've found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now. Your friends don't hardly like me. You'll never see me hanging around your door again. For I'm bound to ride that northern railway. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Well, your friends say I'm a stranger. You'll never see me hanging around this town no more. But there is one promise to be given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
This is a really nice song I just learned recently. I learned from an Everly Brothers recording. Yeah. Now, I can't be the Everly Brothers, but I think it has groovy lyrics and I really like it. They wrote it. It's a recent song. It's not Wake Up Little Susan, in case you... Lord of the manor loves the upstairs maid, and I tend the flowers of the seeds that he's laid. His collar is velvet, his hands are real soft. She sleeps with the master, I'm awake in the Lord. I wish in the bedroom the sheets were all torn. I wish that the flowers would only grow thorns. Come on. Lord is a manor, has a wife of grace, and he pays a chauffeur to drive her away. The Lord and my lady are upstairs alone. The one who could stop them is physically gone. I wish in the bedroom the sheets were all torn. I wish that the flowers would only grow thorns.
Woman's mind.
has no blame. Has no shame. She just loves you.
Together all alone. I'll tell a man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Well, whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Is he holding you the way I do? Love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up or will you tell him it's time to go? Well, you can't say the words I want to hear when you're with another man. Do you want me to answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. I'll tell a man, turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell that clown there with you, get up and go. While I started that song, I thought I detected some snickering. I don't mind. You guys, I mean, you're just all, you're in this rabbinical school here. Is this rabbinical school? Oh, that's right. Well, anyhow, you're really, I mean, kind of sheltered from life, you know. You guys probably don't know a whole lot about love and sex. Can I say sex? Now, not that I'm the world expert or anything, but I want to tell you that it gets pretty weird on the road traveling, you know? Really, it's hard to make a lasting relationship when you're only in a place for 4.5 hours. I was traveling through California,
And I was on my way back to San Francisco to see this woman. And I called her up to tell her what time I'd be getting back into town. And a guy answered the phone. He said, "Honey, it's for you." No, it's not always that funny. And what, you know, I've done a lot of weird gigs. I played with Chubby Checker for a while. I played with Jay and the Americans. I played with Tad Truesdale and his African Review. I did. And at one time I was playing this big horn band, you know, there were about, the horn section was about 12 guys. That's a big section. And one night I was hanging out with the horn section and we were in somebody's room smoking a Turkish cigarette and discussing sex for a change. First time the subject had come up, you understand. And one of the guys in the band had been married to the same woman for 20 years. And after polling the rest of the members, we found out that nobody else in the entire band had been able to sustain any kind of relationship with any woman for more than 3 or 4 years. Because we were on the road an awful lot, you know. This is true. So finally we asked that one guy how he did it, how staying married to the same woman for 20 years. He said, "I always call home before I get there." Well, you can't say the words I want to hear when you're with another man. Do you want me to answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. I tell a man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, you'll have to go. They say the best things in life are free. Well, you can give them to the birds and the bees. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
Hey, I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Your love, give me such a thrill. But your love just can't pay my bills. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want. Now, you folks probably didn't know this about this tune, but this tune was not written by Lieberman Stoller. It was not written by Carole King. It wasn't written by Doc Pomus. It wasn't written by the Beatles. This was written by an individual by the name of Jelly Giorgio. Jelly Giorgio was famous for being funny with his money, strange with his change, mean with his green, and slow with his dough. That is to say, the gentleman to whom I am referring was, to put it delicately, cheap. He was the kind of guy who would talk through his teeth to save the wear and tear on his nose. He was the kind of guy, if the movie he went to was lousy, he'd sit through it 3 times to get his money's worth, you know what I mean? He was so cheap he wouldn't tip his hat, that's how cheap this guy was. He used to say he was frugal. He was frugal. Thank you. All money can't buy everything, it's true. But what it can't buy, I can't use. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want. All right, Bill. Fun with this tune, but we've been playing it wrong, I must admit, you know, I mean, I like to play it that way, get my rock and roll rocks off, or whatever it is, but there is a specific way to do this tune. This is the way Jelly Jojo himself taught me how to play the tune. It's the right way. Waste too many of those good notes. They say the best things in life are free. Well, you can give them to the birds and the bees. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. I swear that's what I. That's what. I tell you. That's how you can recognize Jelly Jojo. Just go out to the shopping center. He takes his wife out to the shopping center every Christmas time. He takes her out window wishing. I mean, it was a long time before he got married. Every time he found a woman who'd consent to it, the price of rice went up and he called it off, you know what I mean? I mean, he even tried to save money on his honeymoon. He did. He saved money on his honeymoon. He went alone. This guy even saves money on his children. Imagine a man so stingy saves money. He makes his children take off their glasses when they're not looking at anything. That's stingy. I want to tell you, this man is cheap. Last time I saw him, I said, hey Joe, man, did you forget about the $15 that you owe me? I said, forget hell, didn't you see me try and duck down the alley when I saw you coming? That's how he is. I mean, he's upfront about it, at least, you know. I once went to a football game with him, you know. Everybody gave 3 cheers, he gave 2. That's what he's like, you know. I tell you, one time I saw him driving down the street, and the brakes on his car give out. You should have seen that man steering all over the road trying to hit something that was inexpensive. Your love gave me such a thrill, but your love just can't pay my bills. I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I want money, honey.
That's what I want.
That's what I want. That's what I want. For quite a few years I've been trying to make a go, just picking and a singing on a country show. I've traveled far for very little pay. Hey, I sold a lot of oats and never made much hay. Well, I've been downhearted enough to quit, somehow I never have until yet. I say I'll quit this picking, I don't have a dime, but it's always waiting till the next time. Yes, and this is the last song I'll sing, last song I'm ever gonna write, well, the last song I'm ever gonna play on this old guitar, on this old stage tonight. I just when I'm gonna quit and never pick no more. Some long-haired guy come knocking on my door. Before too long, it's back on the go, cause one of his clowns couldn't make the show. We stay in cheap hotels, riding big fine cars. We're on our way back to smoke a long cigar. Hey, the steaks we eat are the ground-up kind, but hold me over just one more time. Yes, and this is the last song I'll sing, last song I'm ever gonna write, well, the last song I'm ever gonna play on this old guitar, wise on this old stage tonight. Pick me a chorus, Jono. Someday I'm gonna quit and never pick no more. Some long-haired guy come knocking on my door. Yes, before too long, it's back on the go, cause one of his clowns couldn't make the show. We stay in cheap hotels and ride in big fine cars, just a rare way back to smoke a long cigar. The steaks we eat are the ground-up kind, but they hold me over just one more time. And this is the last song I'll sing, last song I'm ever gonna write, well, the last song I'm ever gonna play on this old guitar, on this old stage.
Thank you.
Good gal left me, well, she went far away. Now she's gone, I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the hill. You know, I wish she'd call me just one more time. I'd rip out the receiver and let her waste her goddamn dime. Now she's gone, oh, but I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of the hill. So long, old train, take her down the track. I wouldn't spin on a nickel, well, if that'd bring her back. now she's gone. Yeah, but I don't worry. Hell, I'm sitting on top of her, baby. You know, she thinks I loved her. Ain't that a shame? The day after she left me, I forgot her name. Now she's gone, I don't worry. Hey, I'm sitting on top of her. I wish that she'd call me up, well, just one more time. I'd rip out the receiver and let her waste her goddamn time. Now she's gone, so I don't worry. The hell I'm sitting on top of the world. Play, boy. She hates me. Well, she didn't hate me at all. I can find more downtown women in a passing train at all. And now she's gone, and I don't worry. You know, I'm sitting on top. If I had a nickel for all the girls I got out late, I'd sing for nothing. I wouldn't need to get paid. And now she's gone. Yes, I don't worry. She, I'm sitting on top. Yes, and now she's gone. Oh, but I don't worry. And I'm sitting on top of the world. This is an old folk song. For some reason, this has been on my mind recently. Good morning, Mr. Railroad Man. What time do your trains roll by? You said it's 9:15, 2:44, 25 minutes till 5. Well, at 9:15, 2:44, 25 minutes till 5. I said, thank you, Mr. Railroad Man. Gonna watch your trains roll by. Well, I was standing out on the edge of a big platform, smoking a cheap cigar, and waiting for an old fast freight that carried an empty car. I pulled my hat down over my eyes, and I walked on across the track. Caught the end of an old fast train, and I never ever did come back. I got stuck on a damn little girl. You can bet your life she was out of sight. She wore that damn little curl. And
She wore her cap on the back of her head, like the high-class people all do. The very next train come down the line, I'll be that little girl with her. You know, I sat down in a gambling game, but I could not play my hand. I was thinking about the only girl that I love. She ran away with another man. She ran away with another man, good Lord. Run away with another man. I was thinking about that girl that I love. Run away with another man. Good morning, Mr. Railroad Man. What time do your trains go by? At 9:15 and 2:44. 25 minutes till 5. Yes, at 9:15 and 2:44. 25 minutes till 5. Thank you, Mr. Railroad Man. And all the while, she turned to the bar.
Down in the scrub old country by the southeast Texas Gulf, we used to ride Brakeman, Brakeman double top. He said he worked at the town of Kilgore and the Longview 12 miles down. And the travelers all said Release Texas Red was the toughest bull around. That was on a cold and wintry day, all about 9 or 10. A couple of boys on the hump of a child stood in a blizzard of air. Hungry and cold, they knocked on the doors of the working people around for a piece of meat, a carrot or spud, just to walk some stew around. Oh, but East Texas Red, he come down the line, and he swung off a whole number two, and he kicked their bucket over a bush, dumped out all of their stew. You know, the traveler said, Little East Texas Red, you better get your business straight. Cause you're gonna ride that little black train just 1 year from today. Already laughed and climbed up the bank and swung on the side of a wheeler. And the boys got a tanker out of the Seminole, west out of Amarillo. And there they caught them a job of all field work and fouled the pipeline down. And it took them a lot of place there. Before that year had broken out. And then on one cold December day, they got that Gulf Brown train. With dough in their clothes, they shivered and shook to those scrub old flats again. In their new suits of clothes and their overcoats, they walked into the store and they paid the man for some meat and such, just to boil that stew once more. And then those ties they tracked down the cinder flats till they came to the same old spot where 1 year before Little East Texas Red had dumped their last stew pie. Boys, the smoke and the fire went higher and higher, so Red he come down the line,
with his head dug low in a winch of wind, he sang old number nine. And he walked straight through that jungle camp until he came to the same old spot. And to his surprise, he saw the same cigars around that same stew pot. Now Red fell to his knees and hollered, "Please, don't you do me this way. I did not get my business straight," but he didn't get his say. Because a gun yelled out of an overcoat, and it played out a 1-2. And Red was dead when the other two boys sat down to eat their stew.
feelings. I don't want my mind. I'm going to let you down.
Let you down.
I'm going to leave you flat. I'm from the country. Yes, I'm out of town. But I'm beginning to catch on, folks. I've been letting my hair down. I've been a rocking. I've been a rolling. I guess for some folks I look foolish. Let them make a fool out of me. Yeah, I've worked fields of cotton. I've worked fields of corn. But I've seen nothing like it since the day that I was born. I've been a rocking. I've been a rolling. I guess for some folks I look foolish. Let them make a fool out of me. Tear it up now. Hey David, turn up that fiddle. Sing it again. Yeah. You know, I went in a crowded dance hall where I didn't know his soul. Somehow Billy started picking and everybody rock and roll. I've been rocking. I've been rolling. I guess to some folks I look foolish. Well, just let them make a fool out of me. Money, corn, and cotton I have sold. I will mortgage the old homestead to stay on town and rock and roll. I've been a rocking. I've been a rolling. I guess to some folks I look foolish. Let them make a fool out of me.
People early in the morning when I put on my pants. Sometimes I think about that girl from France with her stockings rolled down to the black roots of hair that once was so platinum, so shiny and fair. You know that she showed me dirty pictures from Coupe in B.C. Open her kimono that I could see a scar she'd acquired around 44. You know, I asked her how she got it, and then she told me, Ma, she said, David, cake and crumpets with a tiny cup of tea. She lifted up her house dress so I could see a scarlet choir around for the fall. Well, I asked her how she got got it, and then she told me, Mama, she said, start to think about that girl from Spain. Where are those dudes? They're gonna leave me up here all alone. Think of a way to summon them out of the dressing room. The problem with those boys is that they're too cheap to pay attention. Folks, I want to tell you about a man named Jelly Jar Joe. His hands hung high and his pockets hung low. He was kind of funny with his money, very slow with his dough. He said, if I can't take it with me, I don't want to go. You understand the man I'm telling you about? Jelly Jar Joe was very economy-minded. He was frugal. He was parsimonious. I think to be polite about it, you'd have to say this gentleman was cheap. That's what he was. He was cheap. Now, this guy was really cheap, you know. If he went to a movie, you know, and he didn't like the movie, he'd stay through it three times just to get his money's worth out of it, you know, that kind of cheap. I mean, he was real cheap. You know, I once went to a football game with him when everybody else would give three cheers, he'd give two, you know. That. I saw him driving along the street one time, the brakes on his car gave out, and he was steering all over the road trying to hit something inexpensive. He read somewhere that two could live cheaper than one, and that was enough for him. He went out to get married, you know. Every time he found a woman who'd marry him, the price of rice would go up, and he'd call it off, you know. I didn't want to spring for it. But he finally got married, and then he tried to save money on his honeymoon. That's very difficult. Finally, the only way he could really save a significant amount on it was, he went alone. He got back. Nowadays, he's got kids, you know. He saves money on his children, but by making them take off their glasses when they're not looking at something. That's the way he is about them. Words could not describe how cheap this man is. I know what. I'll tell you what we'll do. Tonight. Do you want to try this? John Furman, who I introduced to you before, has heard me try and do this a few times, and usually I try and play a solo for you that'll paint you a musical picture of how cheap Jelly Jar Joe is, but John wants to play the solo tonight himself. Okay, John. ¶¶ wait a minute, don't clap. John, hold on. John. No, John, that wasn't the kind of solo that this song needs. I mean, that was a very nice, solo for certain tunes, but, see, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to embarrass John like that, but, see, I want a solo in this song that will give you an audio picture of what Jelly Jojo himself is like, so you can really just see him just from the...
David, you need a musician to play it. You need a string player. String power, ladies.
All right, Dick Feezy will play you Jelly Jojo. Dick, Feezy. That wasn't it. No. That's not it. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. These guys, they get overtaken with enthusiasm and things, and they just, everybody likes to play, Yeah, okay, Feezy. I don't think, you don't want to do it, do you, Brandon? Okay, everybody's really out there tonight. Okay, Brantley Kearns will play it on the fiddle. Now listen, Jelly Jojo, Brantley. Thank you. It's not Joe Venuti. What?
Jeez. Thanks.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Artie Barron has just broken one of the cardinal rules here and whispered in my ear very rudely. He says he has a special guest who wants to play the solo. I think he's off his fucking nut, but we're going to... All right, go ahead. I want to hear this. Wait a minute. All right. Come on. I must admit, that's a cheap trick. No, I'm sorry. Look, I'm trying to, I really, there's something here I really want to get. I want to convey, tell you what. I just had an idea. To really demonstrate the cheapitude of this particular man, we can get one of the guys in the band to play a solo without an instrument. Steve Mosley will play you a solo without an instrument. Hit it, Steve. Stuff, huh? Now listen. Now wait a minute. No, don't applaud. Don't clap. Do not applaud. Cool it. If you guys keep that up, I'll have to pay these turkeys. Just sit there and I'll let you know when they've done it right. So far nobody's, but we have another guy in the band who could play without an instrument. Brantley can do a solo without using an instrument. Wrong. Wait a minute. All right, wait a minute.
wait a minute. All right, hey, listen. I think the only thing to do now, I'm just gonna have to show you how this has to be done. I'll have to play it for you myself. You guys, pay attention now. This is the way this solo should be done now. This is about a cheap guy right now. I'll play it for you. Right. This is the solo I've been looking for. You see, you don't want to waste too many good notes when you do it, or else, you know, it just ruins it. Folks, I want to tell you about Jelly Giorgio. You know, his hands hung high and his pockets hung low. He was funny with his money. All right, if you guys are going to play it then. You know, his hands hung high, his pockets were low. He was funny with his money and slow with his dough, and strange with his change, mean with his green, and a rash with his cash. Why, he would die for a dollar and kill for a bill. He says he wants to take it with him, and folks, I believe he will. I finally figured out just what's wrong with me. I need to get loaded and laid. Now that's the only decent way that I can foresee to make it through the long, cold night up ahead. Now you might think that sounds funny coming from a man of my age, but if you think I'm jamming you, sweetheart, you can just meet me backstage. I mean, I finally figured out just what's wrong with me. I mean, I need to get loaded and laid. You know, I finally figured out what my main problem is. So I want to be ravished and right. You can forget all about the need for restraint. Girl, I want to get my sweet milk chains. I've tried persuasion, I've tried booze and assault. And the way these Long Island women look, child, it ain't but half my fault. I swear I finally figured out what my main problem is. Brandon, I need to be ravished and ruined. For quite a few days, I want to be tortured and teased. I know Long Island women got about a million ways to keep a Manhattan man all sweaty and pleased. Honey, child, you can pull out your fake furs and your lashes and lace. You can smear poison berry yogurt all over my face. Yes, this thing been by me for quite a few days. I need to be tortured and teased. Folks, I finally figured out just where my main problem is. I need to get loaded and laid. I wouldn't have even brought the whole subject up in the first place, except it's been up on its own now for days. Sweetheart, I don't care if you want to stand, stoop, or sit. Just don't think about stopping until I beg you to quit. As I finally figured out what my main problem is, I need to get loaded. Yes, I need to get fortunate. I tell I need to get loaded.
On the Road is the only home song, homecoming song I can think of at the moment, is this being out here in God's country. God and Abe Beam being partners. I said, hey, honey, don't you cry no more. You come to think of see your good man heading straight for your back door. I say, hey, honey, don't you cry no more. Sonny, don't you cry no more. Because I think I see your good man heading straight for your back door. Oh, darling, pull up your window, baby. Yes, we best roll down that window shade. Or put some coffee on the binder. Honey is your best friend's mate. Nom, nom, nom. I'm not done, there'll be no stories now. Or just tell me that you miss me. Honey, that just show me how. Say, hey, honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think I see your good man heading straight for your back door. Play for me, friends. Get up. Come on, get up and let me down. I got a pocket full of funnies just to show you where I've been. I swear I got more time than I can use. Or just for sitting on your back porch singing these old lonesome blues. Hey, oh honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think I see you good man heading straight for your back down. Oh, here comes back, it looks like our Baron. Hey, put some coffee on a binder. My baby is your best friend, man. Hey, honey, don't you cry no more. Because I think you'll see a good man heading straight to your back door. Let me out, boys. Let me get hot, baby.
She's got eyes like crystal waters. You know her. She got lips like Chateau Lafite Rothschild 1959 Grand Cru wine. She's got a body like Stitzel Weller Antique Reserve Barrel Proof Bourbon. And a soul like Ripple Wine. I said, Mama, you treat your man as so damn man. Hey, when I ask you for one more, shut them again. Great. Listen here, girl. Now don't you treat Big David bad.
That's me, Big David.
If you don't want your step, you just might make Big David mad. I mean, oh mama, you treat your dad as so damn mean. They wanna ask you for one step again. Great dog, yeah. You know this girl, Pete. Just so he'd have it on his mind. I mean, mama, you treat your dad as so damn mean. Him and I ask you for one long shivering again. Great gone again. I won't tell how nasty. This girl is so cantankerous. She put a pillow from under my head. Took her to a restaurant and she wouldn't eat the chicken because they served it to her dead. I mean, mama, you treat your man as so damn mean. If I ask him some more, they're gonna begin again. Come on, Holy Diamond. David, I could stand to watch you die. I mean, mama, you treat your dad as so damn mean. Then I ask you for one long sipping again. Great gone again. John, play one for me. Let me out, Gordon.
It's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. And if I die and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Now I've got a Bible in my heart. I've got a Bible in my heart. If I don't read it and my soul gets, it's nobody's fault but nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul gets lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. Now my mother taught me right from. It's nobody's fault but mine.